basically, this girl would take pictures of herself, and she was like really, really thin, really fit. She would take pictures of herself in bikinis and put it up on Tinder and then go meet the guys wearing a fat suit. And it was a really, really horrible fat suit. But they were really mean to her. And then they did the same thing and switched it where the guy was, you know, the one who was really fit in the pictures. And then he meets the girls and they were like a little bit more nice. Nice leg.
Sorry, I need to shave my knee. It's all ugly.
I am done. I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren. It's great to be back.
Yes, thank you for joining us. We miss you so much. We miss you.
I miss you too. Oh, gosh.
Sexually. Oh, yes. Mouthy broadcast. We're back.
You know, I was thinking about that, and I realized that the fat guy was overcompensating for his fatness by being extra nice and charming.
Yes.
While she didn't really try to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that when you see, like, really big chicks, you know, mm-hmm. or not so attractive chicks with people who are really attractive, there's usually some sort of compensation there. There's charm.
Right.
There's some sort of personality. They're funny. There's something going on.
Right.
And I think that was the big discrepancy between the two videos. The guy goes out and he's like, let me go see. He takes it as a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually puts on extra charm while the girl just goes out and she's like, I'm still pretty, right? Kelly, look at me. Look at this. Isn't this like, you like double chins, right?
Yeah, she had, I don't know, it was like cellulite on her face.
Mm-hmm.
It was very bizarre. Like, it was not attractive at all. I mean, you could,
it was like Gwyneth Paltrow in Shallow Hal.
Yeah probably. I mean, yeah. Probably 10 times worse, because I honestly didn't watch the whole movie. It was just like whatever, but it was painful to watch. But I saw another one where they just had a guy go out in the fat suit and just meet these girls like in a park or something, and just kind of said, you know, he would just approach them and say, hey, you're beautiful, can I get your number? And they were all like, yeah, okay. He got like 20 phone numbers just by doing that. And he was like, just as an example to show, like, hey, you don't have to be super thin to get a girl's attention. You just have to be confident and you have to have a good personality.
Right.
One of the issues that came up on the Tinder experiment was that the pictures were of this woman in a bikini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not just like clever camera angles of a selfie that makes your face look a little thinner.
Right.
It's completely different to have a picture exposing
right.
a, you know, nice fit body and show up and obviously not be that. And it's not even just like she put on a couple or even 20 pounds. It was a 300-pound fat suit.
Right. And that's what somebody said.
It's
like,
kind of is being lied to.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not trying to say, oh, they're just mean to her. I mean, yeah, they're mean to her because she's fat and that's not right, but it is kind of setting up a lie.
Well, you're right. If you sit there and you have these pictures of you where you're like really fit and
mm-hmm.
where you're just really fit, and then you go out and you're 300 pounds, it is a lie. Does that mean that they had the right to act like total jerks and talk to her the way they did?
No.
No, but okay, here's my thing too, is that it's Tinder. It's not like eHarmony or Match.com or something like that. This Tinder basically seems like a hookup app.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
All it is. And if you're flipping through people's pictures and saying, yes, I like this person, or no, I don't, that's what it's based on. It's based on the physical attraction. So you really have no right to complain, I think. If you
run into a jerk.
Well, if you put pictures of yourself that like don't look like you at all, and then they're attracted to you by your picture, and then you show up and you're not like that.
Yeah.
Men
are kind of jerky about that anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who I was showing him a picture of this girl and I was like, isn't she cute? Isn't she cute? And he's like, no, I know better. Those angles, you see the angles of all those pictures? That's a fat girl trying to look thin in all of her pictures. He's like, if I go meet her, I bet you money she's a fat girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what does it matter? You know, at least there's an angle where she looks really pretty.
Just look at her from that angle.
That's it. At least you have that going for you. And he's like, no, if I go see her, she's going to be fat. I mean, and so guys can, some guys can be really absolutely terrible like that.
Yeah. You know, and I kind of think it's just human nature. Mm-hmm. I think in the same way that women kind of look for jerky guys, like women, I think we're kind of hardwired to do that. Like, cause we're looking for an alpha male, you know, it's just biology. You know, we want somebody who's going to like protect us. And if this guy's an asshole, then he's going to protect your fucking clan.
So you're
going
to just sit there and be like, oh, it's all evolution. We should just be like, fuck
no,
it.
No, no, but I'm just saying, I think that there's kind of a reason behind it, you know?
I don't know.
I'm not excusing any guys for being douchebags and saying, like, the one guy was like, so I guess you like to eat.
Well,
I was
duh.
Like, come on, dude. Who doesn't fucking like to eat?
Like, well, obviously I do.
Did you bring cake?
That's what she should have said. That would have been hilarious. See, but she had no sense of humor.
No.
Like, it was just like, oh, let's put a pretty girl with no personality in a fat suit and see how people react. You right. can't do that. You can't be like, let's see how people react to somebody who has tricked them
mm-hmm.
without even trying to compensate for the fact that they know they've tricked them. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It started that whole, the thread that I saw it on originally. He was like, I think this whole thing should just be thrown out because it was not a very scientific tested experiment. And I'm like, come on, dude, it's a fucking internet reality show.
Yeah, right. Who said that? Just some commenter.
Yeah, well, the guy, the friend of mine on Facebook who posted the link originally was like, you know, this whole experiment should just be thrown out. Nobody should be paying attention to it. I'm like, well, you posted it on your wall and right. you got 30 comments on it, so you started it.
Well, not only that, he's probably a fat guy with a who lacks a lot of charming personality. So he's like, wait a minute, it doesn't work for me. I don't know why it doesn't work for you. Maybe because you're an asshole.
I've actually met him.
Oh, crap. Have I met him?
You may have. He's, hopefully he doesn't listen to the show.
Great.
No, he's a pretty nice guy. I mean, I think I saw that it was a valid point. That, you know, it was definitely just done for shock value. So he had a point there, but then to say like, oh, you should ignore it and don't talk about it. Well, you yeah. just talked about it.
Then
so.
Ignore it.
Like, if you don't want people to talk about it, don't post it on your wall.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not very scientific. Well, duh.
I never would have watched it if he hadn't posted it, you know? So, whatevs. Whatevs. I never even got a beer. Yeah. We've basically just recorded 10 minutes of show.
No, seriously.
I was gonna say, if we started,
I can't stand guys who are fat assholes. Don't look at me like that, Lauren. Seriously.
She's judging
you. I'm not.
Fat assholes get on my nerves. It's like they're assholes and they're not attractive. And it's the same thing for fat, ugly bitches. I mean,
right.
You can't
choose one or the other.
Well, no. Let me just put it. One. It's like this. You can't be an asshole and a bitch and expect people to put up with your shit no matter how attractive you are your entire life, because eventually right. people get tired of it. Even beautiful women who are complete bitches have a hard time holding on to men. Mm-hmm. I mean, they trick them into they don't trick them. They get them into the relationship because
sometimes
they're pretty.
They
but, you know, some guy sticks around for like a year and he's like, I can't stand this anymore because she's such a horrid cunt, you know? And it's the same. So if you're an asshole, it doesn't matter what you look like. You're going to have, if you're not an attractive asshole, then you're going to have a hard time attracting people into
your
life.
You're going to have a bad time.
But even if you're an attractive asshole, they're not going to stick around.
No. Or right. you're going to attract another kind of asshole that bullshit. You're both going to just treat each other like shit.
And you're just going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Which explains so much in my life.
I was going to say, welcome to a couple of my relationships. All right, I'm going to go get a beer and a pumpkin cake. Do you want a beer?
I want pumpkin cake, too.
Okay.
Can we just sit it between us and I put my hand in it? I just want to put my, I want to just like dig my hand in a big thing of cake. Rah, 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 rah.
Have you seen the pumpkin Oreos in the store yet?
No, that's kind of scary. Have you bought some and
really
had them?
No,
yeah, to me,
I
it's scary.
I haven't seen them yet. I've been looking. I want to try them. Haven't seen them to buy them yet.
Jenny's bringing us pumpkin spice beer and pumpkin spice cookies.
No, this is just Oktoberfest.
And I'm just wishing I had on yoga pants. Honestly, I don't understand this whole yoga pant thing, though. They're really not that comfortable. Have you worn, like, I don't know what yoga pants they're talking about, because the yoga pants I wear to yoga class, I don't know. They're not like the type of, they're exercise clothes. They're not like the type of clothes I want to wear all the time.
And they're
it's loungewear.
I feel too self-conscious when I wear that shit, because it's like I feel like it's showing like every shape in my legs. You know, like I can't go out of the house in that shit. Not even to Walmart. Well, actually, I would go to Walmart.
Peeps need to respect themselves.
Fuck that shit.
I think you're right. It's loungewear, because like the because the yoga pants I wear, they're tight all the way down so that my instructor can see. So that my yoga instructor can see my alignment, really, like what my body and
your
muscles
alignment.
Are doing. No,
AKA camel toe.
Hey, they man. Do that for
I'm in a yoga class with a bunch of women. I'm not worried about
too,
it.
Though they need to see how your body lines are. And I actually have a friend who was just taking horseback riding lessons, and the same thing for her. She had to have her shirt tucked in so that the teacher could properly, you know, see that she had her posture correct and. All
same,
that stuff.
Same thing with runners or anybody who's doing like rowing or any type of sport. There are certain alignment issues that go with like body alignment things that you have to keep in mind. Even when you're running, you need to like have it, you know, your core kind of engaged and then your back straight and your shoulders relaxed.
I don't know anything about exercise or sports. I'm eating cake and drinking beer.
Well said.
I'm just saying that these the clothes that you have to wear for that activity is not the activity, the clothes that these women are wearing that they call yoga pants. So I'm like, what the hell is this?
It's pajamas most of the time, I think.
Right.
Right.
Which, again, I mean, I can kind of get behind it. It's lazy. It's comfortable. Whatever. I just can't do it.
But the whole craze of men posting pictures of women in yoga pants, like, you know, tumblr.yogapants.
It was that like a fetish now or something?
It's all about asses. It's all about form-fitting pants. It's showing asses.
James liked one of those. I was like, oh, man, really? You are not allowed to watch me practice yoga anymore.
I know he would just get revenge and, like, go find, like, the muscle guy Tumblr or something and just like share share.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's not me either. I don't know.
No, I mean just for revenge, for no other reason.
And I think the best revenge is to be like, I'm gonna go practice yoga in the closet now. Thank you.
Right.
Because I don't want him comparing my body to all these women that he's looking at.
Yeah. Ooh.
These twerk butts. I don't know how to twerk. I've tried.
You're not going to bend over and make your elbow touch a knee, girl?
No, I can't do it.
Now I'm trying to picture it. I was like, how is that actually, could I even do that without falling over? I don't think so.
You have to have a lot of,
I don't know, that's
a, you have to have a lot of looseness in your butt muscles. You have to be able to like have control down there.
I just pictured myself trying to twerk. It's the most fucking ridiculous thing.
I can't even. I can't relax that much. I guess I have a tight ass.
That's what I heard.
I think it's a matter of you need to have good thigh control, but a lot of jiggling ass meat.
Fat.
I think that's what it all is. You got in that twerk position. You have to have really good, you know, thigh muscles because you're in this really good squat position.
Oh, yeah.
But then that ass is just flopping.
Right. I've seen these pictures of these strippers, younger women doing it, mm-hmm. like doing. Don't ask me why I watched it. I'm just like, oh, here's
whatever
this
inspiration, boat. Man.
I was
whatever.
Like, there's this 22-year-old girl with no butt, and I can tell she has no butt. And they're like, "Ooh, she twerks." So I'm like, all right, she's a professional. She's got all these followers. She's a Vegas chick. So when I go in and look at it and I watch her do it, she's actually a very cute face girl, like sweet person, mm-hmm. you know, which makes me hate her more. And she has a cat who her cat interrupts the whole thing and everybody got upset. But she had a tiny little butt and it was all in the muscle control, but relaxing just enough of her butt that right. those other parts jiggled.
So there's an art to it.
There's
I'm
going
to have to research this later on with my pants off.
I mean, I kept watching her butt jiggle and I thought, but she has no butt. How is she doing that? She's got white girl little cuppy butts before like, they droop.
When I used to do belly dancing, they used to say, like, you kind of have to have, like, you can't just be totally skinny. Yeah, you have to have, like, something to move to make it, you know, I don't know, to look right or whatever. And, like, the one girl who was teaching me, like, she basically said that, when she first started, before she had a kid, there was this one move that she couldn't do. Like, you make your stomach muscles roll or something. She couldn't do it because her muscles are just all way too tight. At some point, like, after having the baby, I guess, she stretched it just enough that, you know, now she had, like, more control over them. So maybe it's something like that.
Is anybody else surprised to hear that Jenny used to do belly dancing?
A little bit.
This is the first I've heard of it.
And yet I can't twerk. I thought you guys
I guess
that.
It doesn't come up in normal conversation, though. Like, hey, back when I used to belly dance.
I took classes probably like 3 or 4 years ago.
Was it 2005?
I don't know. That's a long-ass time ago. No, it wasn't that long ago. That was like pre-internet. I know it was on the internet then.
You were on the internet in 2005?
No, I mean like Facebook internet. That's the only time that like really matters because I have a record of everything I did from like 2007 on when I joined Facebook. So before that, it's like there's like this void of nothingness.
Right, there's MySpace, which I just totally deleted. I have no idea what happened in my life during that time. The internet was my backup memory card and now it's gone.
I may have a live journal out there somewhere.
Right? Oh my gosh. It's like there are these whole parts of my I used to do that with my actual journals too. Mm-hmm. And I still have a few journals that I'm looking at and I'm like, I need to burn that. And I would burn
you
journals.
Just tear it out and throw it away. Mm-hmm. I never burned one, but I did tear pages out and throw them away.
Yeah. Either way, you like completely destroy them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just keep the good
just
parts.
Like, I need to move on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've never done that with journals, but I've done that with like letters that people sent me or, you know, something that reminded me of a person. Like I felt like I had to burn it to destroy whatever memory was attached with it or something. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough to just throw it away. I had to set this shit on fire.
Yep. There are some boyfriends. It's like I never dated them. If it weren't for the fact that they Facebook friend me and said, hey, remember the days? I'd be like, oh, yeah.
As
now
Don
I
Draper
don't care.
Says, as Don Draper says, you wouldn't believe how much this didn't happen.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember this one guy was hitting on me and I was just like, dude, you're married with kids. You know?
Wow.
And I did. I laid it on him too because it was very subtle what he was saying to me. And I turned around. I didn't lay it on him. I just laid a big old guilt trip on him. I was like, well, you know, my dad died in 2004 and, you know, little girls really look up to their dads. And that little girl of yours, I can tell she's a lover and that she like idolizes you. And man, it would really kill her if she ever had anything that would make her think differently of you like that. And he was like, in conversation. Actually, he did. He changed his tune after that. He was like, yeah, you're right. I guess you're not going to fuck me. I'm like, nope.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah.
Lauren, you were telling me that you had a story about some random guy trying to pick you up.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Welcome. Oh, where do I begin with these bad stories that I have?
Welcome to the single verse.
Yeah, I've got a good one, though.
Tell us.
I was out with my friend Kitty And as we're walking into this bar, this guy who looked like he was leaving the bar, like, sees us and, like, runs out to us and is like, oh, come on in. Come on in. Come, you have to come in here. This is such a great bar. And he's an older Jamaican guy. So older, like, he's probably in his mid-40s. I don't know. And he immediately wants to buy me a drink. And I did not want this man to buy me a drink. I was like, no. You don't need to buy me a drink. I'm okay. I will get my own drink. He's like, no. What do you want? I'm like, I'll have water. So
you're a cheap
thing. He points at my arm. He points at my arm and he's like touching my arm with his fingers, like two fingers rubbing from like my bicep down toward my elbow onto my wrist. Creepy. And he's like, I saw you walking. And I had to stay here for you. He's like, I was going to leave, but I saw you because this, I love this. I love this. Like as he's stroking my arm. Obviously we're an audio podcast, so not everybody can see. I'm pretty pale. I'm what they might call a ginger. You know, I got a lot of freckles and whatnot.
But you're not like a total ginger. You have a little bit of a soul left, right?
I think, yeah. There's a little bit of a soul, but, you know, I'm pretty gingery, you know.
So he liked how pale you were in the freckles.
Yeah, so he's telling me that he could see my skin. He could probably see my pale skin reflecting from the streetlights, you know, from a mile away. And that's why he, you know, what he was telling me. He could see me walking off and he wanted to stay there for me.
He was blinded by your beauty.
You know, and he's telling me, Most men, they wouldn't like this, but for me, I love it. Oh God, I love it. Cause you know, I have an open heart cause I'm a Christian.
What? Oh, wait a minute. So you're, yeah, oh, that's weird.
Yes. He went there. So he's telling me he loves my skin. He says most men wouldn't. So if we just stop there and take that, he's basically telling me, oh, nobody else is going to want you. So you better jump on my dick right now.
Right. Right? Thank you.
I'm your only option, baby.
Give me a pity fuck.
But then he has to throw in, because I'm a Christian. And I have an open heart.
So only Christians fuck gingers. I didn't know this.
Right. Only Christians will give girls with freckles a chance. So he's telling me how he's a Christian, and I tell him I'm an atheist. and all this time I just want him to walk away because I'm just trying to have a good time, you know, and maybe meet new people, but not necessarily meet new people, but he's definitely not the kind of person I want to meet. And I tell him I'm an atheist and he's like, oh, so you're open.
What does that mean?
Meaning since I'm an atheist, I'm obviously gonna have sex with anybody.
Oh. Or you're bi.
I have no morals. I must be a loose woman.
Well, I mean, that's true.
What a complete idiot.
I'm sorry. It's just like, if I weren't attracted to you because you weren't attractive, now I'm not attracted to you because you have no personality and you're a complete idiot.
He's an asshole.
Right. Yeah. So I then got like walked away from him and was able to go to the bar and order a drink for myself. And he comes up and he's like, I want to buy it. And I was like, no, I'm paying for my own drink. And he sidestepped me, went to the bartender and gave the bartender his money. And I was like, okay, thanks. And I had a really hard time giving him the slip. And he hung around us until last call. Like even my friend was like, I'll get rid of him for you. I'll get rid of him. And she tells him, you need to leave her alone because she's with me. And tried to make it clear that I was with her.
I would think that might make it worse.
Talking to him. Yeah, it didn't work. He then decided to tell us how much he loved lesbians because he had a threesome with two lifeguards from his pool. And they told him that he's the only man that they ever need. And he was sure that if we brought him home, that we would feel the same way about him.
Oh, my God.
So that plan definitely backfired. and Then I started dancing like a moron because I was there to have fun, and dancing like a moron helps me have fun.
Right.
And I just kind of like ran out onto the dance floor and was doing these moves from the Wii Let's Dance game. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it.
Oh, just enough to know that they're not good moves.
Approached me and started dancing. And I was like, oh, great. Will you just kind of stand here and talk to me for a while and get this other guy to leave me alone? And when last call came, and when we left, the new dancing guy tells me and my friend, hey, there's this place that does breakfast down the street. Want to walk there with me? And I was like, yes, let's do that. So we proceed to leave the bar with this guy who kind of looked like a farmer. But it was cool because he wasn't gropey and disgusting. And the other guy was so upset. The Jamaican guy just like was staring at us like, what, why are you going with him? And I said, I told you not to buy me a drink. Like, get away.
I'm curious about the farmer guy. Like, was he wearing a straw hat and overalls? Did he smell of manure?
He had on like a plaid flannelish looking shirt, and he was telling us stories about being from Ohio and living on a farm and stuff like that.
Well, I mean, I guess that would do it.
I'm just surprised by this guy. I'm still like hung up on this original guy saying, you know, you're really not worth it, and you should be glad that I'm even interested in you.
Yeah,
that's there's a group of men that do that, and I guess they're just trying to prey on women with low self-esteem.
Why aren't they at a strip club or something?
I don't know. I think it's that they think that by putting you down with an insult, it's a way of capturing you in some way. Does that,
like, they're preying on your sense? Like what you might find lesser about yourself, like, oh, I don't like
oh, you're so pretty, if only your ears were a little more even, you might be able to be a model.
That I actually like that.
that's based on that pickup artist dude. That pickup artist, he got a lot of criticism, but he taught a lot of other guys, mm-hmm. a lot of lonely, dumb guys. He's if you want
that
the hottest
guy, Mystery, is that the show?
Yeah, I think so. And he's like, if you want the hottest girl in the bar, first of all, you got to pretend like you're not that interested in her. And when you go up to her and compliment her, you compliment her, but then you find one little thing that's wrong with her and you make comment on it.
So fucked up.
I would think that would be risky, because if you pick the thing that she actually noticed about herself that she didn't like, then it would work. If not, he could be risking getting punched in the face. You know, like, oh, your face is really round and,
well, I think
fat.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, the idea is that you throw them off guard because they think they're so much prettier than you that they're even surprised that you would risk it.
Hmm. Yeah.
You're basically showing them that you're not somebody to be led around by the nose.
Hmm. I don't like it.
Which goes back to the whole women like jerks.
Well,
yeah. I think it's just, women need to be aware, like, You have value and you should be with somebody who appreciates you. And you know what? That Jamaican guy is right. Not every man likes freckles and fair skin. And that's great. I'm not interested in them. I'm interested in somebody who's interested in showing me the time of day.
Right.
And who's not going to try to make me feel like I'm less than anybody else because of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what to say about this guy. I don't.
I think you did the right thing. Mm-hmm. You left the bar without him.
Except for the lesbian part. I mean,
I left
that
the
definitely
bar with another guy.
Well, yeah, the lesbian thing was a whole, avenue that you were...
I don't know. That was Kitty's play. I don't know why she thought it was going to work. She should have known better. But, yeah. Oh, he also told her, he went up to her as we were leaving and said, tell your friend, I have a really long tongue.
Wow, he really was working it.
The long tongue thing bothers me.
Okay.
Really bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
Because yeah.
What are you going to do? I don't want you to fuck me with your tongue.
Is he going to like hit your G-spot with his tongue?
No, you fuck me with your dick and you can lick my clit. You don't fuck me with your tongue. Men need to understand that. Don't try to do that. There is nothing. Come on. Seriously. What do they think they're doing?
Oh, unless you're like Gene Simmons and you have like a snake tongue or something.
I mean, that might work.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I mean, still, even then, no.
Ew.
Well, Jen just showed up, so let's take a quick break and we'll come back.
We can ask her about tongues.
Yeah. She knows about tongues. If your tongue is bigger than your dick, there's a problem.
Yes.
That's the only thing I'm going to say about
that. Now, he was Jamaican, so maybe that's a really big tongue.
I don't know. Or he's just an idiot. He's just stupid.
That could be. That I think that's very much more likely.
So. Oh, by the way, I hear that where you live right now is one of the hipper places in Virginia to be.
Oh, God, hipsters.
Yesterday was Oktoberfest. The night ended with puddles of vomit and piss all over the streets of Fredericksburg.
Oh, mm-hmm. yep. Sounds hip to me.
And I spent my night in a gay bar making friends with some transgendered male to females. It was very interesting.
Nice. Nice.
I'm going to move up there. I hated it
so
when
maybe
I
when
lived
we
there.
Come back from the break, we'll talk about that.
I'm going to have to come up and visit.
Okay, yeah, let's go for a break.
All right.
Are you sitting comfortably? Good. Then we'll begin.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're playing Doctor.
Each week, we and our guests have an uncensored discussion about an episode of the hit BBC series Doctor Who, starting with the 2005 reboot.
Occasionally, we'll cross the time streams and talk about one of the classic episodes.
We like to have a little bit of fun with it. We're not super serious about anything, especially Doctor Who.
We take a lighthearted look at Doctor Who because we love the show, and so do you. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm not wearing underwear. How about you?
No.
That's our show. Yeah, baby. So join us at PlayingDoctorPodcast.com.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter.
Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS thing.
What the hell's an RSS thing?
We have one sign.
Mouthy Broadcast is brought to you by Jules by Mouse. JewelsByMouse.com specializes in stunning handcrafted silver jewelry. Necklaces, earrings, bracelets, rings, they do it all, including beautiful handmade jewel boxes to keep everything in. Val makes jewelry that she loves, with mixed metals and rivets, unusually shaped stones, spiraling organic forms, and textures that want to be touched. Be sure to check the specials page for clearance items. That's JewelsByMouse.com. Tell them Mouthy Broadcast sent you.
People of Earth!
Tidewater Comic Con is coming to the Virginia Beach Convention Center October 18th, the first large-scale comic book convention in almost 20 years, with celebrity guests Sam Huntington from Being Human, Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater 3000, special guests Pop Man, Dave Bullock, Nancy Collins, and the man who broke the bat, Kelly Jones. We've got the best local and regional vendors carrying hard-to-find collectibles and classic comics. Come see the Spider Car, the Green Goblin Project, Face Painting, Spider-Man Bounce House, Trivia Contest, Cash Prize Cosplay Contest, Super Cornhole Competition, and over 37,000 square feet of artists, vendors, and superhero awesomeness. General admission tickets for only $10, so get yours now before they sell out at TidewaterComicCon.com. Brought to you by Trilogy Tattoo, Video Game Heaven, Virginia Beach Public Libraries, Volleyball Virginia, and O'Connor Brewing Company. Come be a part of Hampton Roads history at the October 18th Tidewater Comic Con.
Tidewater Comic Con, Tidewater Comic Con, Tidewater Comic Con, Tidewater Comic Con, Tidewater Comic Con.
I met, like I was saying, I met a few transgendered women last night, and it's interesting because one of them just looked like a guy in a wig, and I hate to sound mean like that, but she was talking to me and telling me, you know, I just started my hormones, I'm not just a cross-dresser, but, you know, telling me her whole story and everything, and, you know, I thought, well, that's, you know, she should be proud of herself, and that's very brave, and then somebody else told me that she is going through hormone therapy, but she introduced herself to me as Michael, you know, with a man's name, and even though she looked very feminine, like she looked like Rihanna, she's beautiful. Wow. And but she introduced herself to me like with a man's name, and like was talking about how most people tell her that she looks like Jeffree Star, which I didn't see that, but it's just interesting that you have two different looks and then two different attitudes towards the transition process. You know,
I thought that if you were trans, hey Lauren, how are you? I'm over here.
Great, Jen, how are you?
I'm good.
See ya.
Hey, let's just all squeeze in.
All right.
Hey.
My butt's way too big for this.
It is not too big for twerking.
And I'm not even wearing a fat suit.
Oh yeah.
This is my normal ass.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good to see you.
I love that. Hey. So yes, Jen has joined us now.
What up?
Just
sorry about the tuna taco thing.
She's vegan.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she's like hardcore vegan.
Oh.
Hold on.
So are we not like going to go out for like salad then?
If you want, I mean, if you're still into it, I'll like set you guys up somehow. But
I don't want a one-on-one. That's too awkward.
No. I mean, like if you still want to hang out and meet
group,
this person,
yes,
cool. Okay. But yeah, I hung out with her and a couple of her friends one night at Kogan's, and all like she converted half of them into vegan. Like everybody I met, she had converted into veganism.
Jesus.
Listen, I know
at a pizza place.
Kogan's has a really good,
okay,
decent vegan cheese pizza.
Okay, but still, like,
at a pizza place.
That's pretty actually good. Like you're converting people to become vegan at a pizza place.
Well, I mean, you can get it even if you were
young lady,
even,
I'm sure. Right,
even if you went to like a regular pizza place that they didn't give a crap about, you could get one without any sauce or any cheese.
It's called bread dough.
Yeah. Breadsticks. All right, guys.
Those breadsticks have Parmesan on them.
Oh no! Can I have the breadsticks without Parmesan, just garlic? Yes, you. When you're vegan, you have to be one of those people.
Crust, do you?
God bless. You know, I'm the type of person who actually likes redheads,
but not anymore.
But only vegans.
Only vegan redheads.
Yeah, we can do something.
All right.
Right.
Well, I don't want her to like. I really like hamburgers and I really like chicken.
Well, it's not under my control if you get converted. You've been warned.
I mean, is she like the messiah of veganism?
Well, I was actually surprised when we met after so many years. And she's like, yeah, I'm like hardcore vegan. I'm like, yeah, she just doesn't eat veggies or whatever. But then she starts talking to me about it. I'm like, yep, she certainly is.
I can understand being a vegetarian, but being vegan, oh my gosh, you take like everything off the freaking table. I would starve to death.
Deb, you were vegan for a long time, right?
Yeah, I was a vegan for about 6 years. That's really not a long time when you think about it.
I did it for like 3 months.
It's a long
time
for me
to
go without cheese, I'll tell you that.
I might could try it for a day. see how it goes.
This is the hard part right here is when all your friends are like, oh, I can't do that, you know? And then, of course, you have to make every type of, like, every time you go see regular friends. Because you have your vegan friends. And then you have your regular friends that are like, oh, well, we're going to serve you something with cheese on it. Like, I don't.
Don't you understand?
I love you, and I'm only coming because I love you.
You know what's a stupid thing for me where I drew the line was honey, because I didn't even think about it, honestly. Like, I put it in my mental category of food as like a vegetable or something, I guess, or like just a...
It's an insect.
Yeah. So when I found out that I couldn't have honey in my tea, I was like, nope, I'm done. I'm out.
Rage inducing.
I'm out.
I want my honey.
Fuck you bees. I'm stealing your nectar.
Right? That's a big bone of contention with a lot of vegans. They argue over honey and silk. And, you know, they're like, it's an insect. But then again, when I think about the way you make silk, if you read up on it, it's like, ooh, we really are assholes. But if you talk about the way people harvest honey, you know, a few bees get stuck. I don't know.
I would think you're actually kind of helping the bee population, which is, you know, kind of shitty
right
now.
But you're also artificially populating it. You're overpopulating it so that you can steal their honey.
Well, right now we have like zero problem with overpopulation of honey.
Right. So we need to work on the honeybee problem.
Right. Some honey. Help the honey industry. That's our cause this week. We'll do the honey bucket challenge.
Do you know that in Utah? That's funny that you just said that. In Utah, I'm driving down a highway with two friends of mine that live in Utah, and we pass a construction site that there's porta-johns, and we drive by and they're like, oh my gosh, look at how many honey buckets there are. And I'm looking and I'm like, what the fuck is that? What are they talking about? They call porta-johns out there honey buckets. So I don't want to do the honey bucket challenge.
Why would they call it honey bucket?
Because one of the manufacturers out there is honey bucket. And so that's what it says right across the top of it. And so they call all of them honey buckets.
No more honey bucket challenge.
Ew.
The people of Utah.
Yeah, the people of Utah really wouldn't be into a honey bucket challenge. They'd be like, that's all right.
That's good. I'm fine.
Yeah, that's gross. That's gross, y'all.
No, I don't even know where to go with this now. Oh, we were going to talk about Ello.
Oh,
Deb.
Has anybody actually tried this thing yet?
I just signed up.
You literally just
signed up? I just signed up like in the when I was listening to Lauren tell her story about the creepy Jamaican dude and then the farmer.
He's not on Ello yet. I don't think you can find him on Ello.
Yeah, I wasn't searching him down. Although, actually, I just posted my Ello name on Facebook so people could see it. All the Ello people. And of course, my friend David Kennedy, he says, sell out.
So, Deb, are you going to send all of us invites now to Ello?
If that's what you want, yeah. I will.
Yeah, please.
Definitely. I'll send you an invite.
Not for me, but for my dad. My dad really wants to be in the Ello loop, and he is tired of waiting.
Well, I'll send it directly to your dad if he wants it. The thing is that it's really low tech. And they did some incredible marketing. They released their manifesto right as Facebook was, clamping down on some of its privacy issues. And people got upset, so they jumped ship. And of course, you go there and it's like, whoa, there's a lot of things that they're promising that they're going to have that they don't even have right now, which Rob chewed me out for. I mean, he's like, but Deb. And I'm like, but Rob, ultimately, they don't have the things. They don't even have the privacy controls in place that would make it even better for people.
And I think the main thing that they don't have is people who are using it, you know, because, I mean, Facebook didn't take off until MySpace kind of started shitting itself.
And all of a sudden, one day, it was like overnight, Facebook is the new thing. Nobody was on MySpace anymore. It was fucking dead.
Part of the reason that Facebook took off also is because at first they were only, you could only join if you had a college email address. Right. And then they opened that up, I think, in 2005.
Right.
And so people slowly started to join it more and more after that. And then, yeah. And then MySpace, they really got tired of MySpace and started filtering over to Facebook because it was easier. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't, no matter how much you hate Facebook, you can't deny that it's really easy to use. If my grandma can get on, if God rest her soul, if my grandma could get on there and figure it out, it's an easy site to figure out.
If my parents are actively on it, then it's really easy to figure out.
Right. And that's why a lot of people weren't on Twitter. They go and they're like, how do you follow somebody? What's this at reply thing?
Yeah.
And they start asking like the dumbest questions that are pretty, if you're tech savvy, enough. Well, I shouldn't even say tech savvy, like you're some sort of coder. If you're internet savvy enough, you just go on
and
it kind of makes sense, you know? Yeah.
Do you guys do Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never tweeted, twatted.
It's a different format. Like, there's just, I don't know. I don't want to get too much into the why I post certain things on Twitter and why I post certain things on Facebook, but it's just, it's a different,
it's more it's of a feel. Public. It's really, when I think of Twitter, I think of Twitter as a place I go for news and comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, I go to see what's going on.
And promotion.
Mm-hmm. It's a place where you can follow a bunch of news feeds. And by news feeds, I mean like CNN and stuff like that. Or you can follow what's up with your favorite celebrity and they're posting like what they're doing and things that you actually care about. But it's really not, we did for a while have like a circle of people who were Twitter savvy, and they were, all of them were on Twitter, and we'd meet and have tweet ups.
Yeah, it was almost like a chat room because we were using it that much, where you're at replying everybody, and it's just everybody's talking back and forth.
But then it became, part of the reason everybody stopped or slowed down is because it became a privacy issue. People would say things on Twitter to each other that they didn't necessarily want public, or they were using they wanted to keep their Twitter public, but they knew they couldn't keep. I know I can't say some of the things that I wanted to say to certain people publicly. No, not with my job. Not when I have my job pointing to my Twitter.
Right. You know? What killed it for me was all the fucking retweets, which, you know, is basically just like resharing on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Like all of a sudden, it used to be that if you wanted to reshare something that somebody posted, you had to like copy and paste it manually. And then all of a sudden, one day they had this button where it was just reshare and it would just automatically reshare. And all of a sudden you have these bots that would just go through and just reshare everything with like, I mean, I actually follow one right now that's like the Doctor Who bot, and everything that has the Doctor Who hashtag, it just fucking retweets it, and I'll get pages and pages of that shit. And it's it makes it so like you can't see the stuff from the people that you actually want to follow. You know, you have to like create lists and you have to find the people that you want to read about. When all this stuff is coming up, that it's like, I didn't follow all these other 20 people, but I have to see their shit because now you're retweeting it and you're putting it on my page.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of
killed
it for me.
Similar to what has happened with Facebook lately too.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason that first adopters try to find something new that they can quickly adapt to, is because they're looking for a place where you don't have ads, you know, and you don't have like a lot of people sharing stuff that you've already seen 50 times. Like mom suddenly shares this video that I know I've seen 15 months ago and 30 times in between. And it's like, can't hide mom
and all your crazy family
members. And one of the annoying things about Facebook now is the news feed, even when you try to do it by most recent posts instead of by you know, the high traffic posts that are coming up, if somebody comments on something that was posted 2 days ago, it gets moved to the top of your most recent feed.
Right.
And that drives me crazy, because if I saw that 2 days ago and didn't comment on it then, and didn't like it then, and didn't care to see it then, why are you going to keep putting it back into my newsfeed when there are people doing things that I want to see on Facebook or that like I haven't seen yet?
When your friends go 5 years back on your timeline and start commenting
start
on
liking
your
shit. And shit. It's like, what? Or why are you stalking me that you're liking my stuff from 2010?
When you said that on Facebook, Jenny, I could not help but go. And I, you know, they have the tabs on the desktop, the year tabs. And I went to 2007.
when you first joined.
Yes.
And I found your first profile photo and I liked it. And I commented.
And that was the one that I had on MySpace. So like when I moved over to Facebook, I was like, whatever, I'll just put the same picture up. I don't give a shit.
And then you go and do the same thing to me. And I'm still getting like these notifications. Like people don't even realize that you like something that's like 5 years yes. old.
Yeah. And the sad thing is I did that mm-hmm. just to be annoying to you.
Right.
So you would get all the notifications. But now I get them, too, because I commented on it. I didn't
because
just
you commented
like it.
Yeah. on it. So then any comment afterward goes back. To
yeah.
you.
And my grandmother has a habit of doing that, which, you know, whatever, because I mean, she kind of just joined in the past 6 months or so. So she kind of just goes back and every once in a while she'll like or comment or something. And I all of a sudden get like a flood of people saying, oh, I love this picture. You know, when did you go to such and such? And I'm like, 5 years ago.
Which is sad because if you look at any photo or any status message that comes up right under your name, it says 21 minutes ago or January 15th, 2007.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
So yeah, I've been having fun with that, stalking people.
Right. It's funny.
But I actually was looking at, I just added this new friend, I guess this morning or yesterday or something. And just, she said something about like, oh, all my interesting stuff is from like 5 years ago or something. So I just went back.
So I got a list. Look at it.
Yeah. I was like, okay, I'm going to go check it out. And then at some point I realized that I actually was feeling like a fucking creepy stalker. And I was looking, like, okay, I'm done. Not a joke anymore. It's not funny.
I think it would be a lot more funny if you had read everything from 5 years ago and then posted on her wall and said, nope, that stuff isn't interesting either.
That would have been good.
You were a boring cunt back then, too.
Now I'm going to know who it was. Can you tell us?
Oh, it's just a new friend. She's another English player.
Oh, okay. So, okay, right. Yeah.
That's such dorks.
God. Yeah, all of my new friends are fucking nerdy
me
English
too,
players.
Me too.
I told you David just posted that I was a sellout. Well, David just confessed to me 2 weeks ago that he's on Ingress. And he's like, does that make me a nerd? I was like, yes.
Yeah. I need to know what team he's on and what his
I think he's on the
is.
Blue team.
Oh, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Let me ask now.
Get off of Facebook.
This is for Ingress.
Well, here's the funny thing, though, is that since I started playing Ingress, I've actually gone back to Google Plus because a lot of the local communities use Google Plus as their way to do communities and their groups or whatever. And actually, I really like the way that they handle groups a whole lot better than Facebook. I don't know what it is, but it's just,
yeah,
it seems it's more organized. It's, I don't know. It's just better. I don't know. So I've actually been using Google Plus.
Me too. I've been using Google Plus also. I have a problem with the newsfeed portion of it though.
Yes.
I see things and I don't know what they're from. I don't know who is posting them. I don't know what's going on, but I don't really look at my newsfeed. Is that what it's called on Google Plus?
I don't know. It's just, it's
Facebook just calls stuff. It what? The timeline?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's,
yeah.
Let's call it the news feed. That sounds right.
Yeah, the news feed on Google Plus. I don't understand where those things are coming from and why I'm seeing those and not anything new. I keep seeing the same things again and again. But
yeah.
I find I don't really look at that. I'm looking more at the groups and the communities that I'm a part of. And I agree, it's a lot easier to keep up
yeah.
with that than it is on Facebook.
I did find that what you can do is if you have your circles, because like in Google Plus, you put everybody into a circle, like which is like your mm-hmm. friend list. As soon as you add somebody, you go put them into a circle. And up at the top of your news feed or whatever the fuck they call it, you can sort through and just look at the people from that circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there and it's really convenient. You can do that on Facebook, but it's really fucking hard to do. Like it's,
yeah.
It takes you like 30 seconds just to find where that list is or whatever.
Well, Google Plus makes it really easy to add people to the circles.
Mm-hmm.
It's still time yes. consuming because as soon as I add somebody, I'm like, where should I put them? And
yeah.
But the cool thing is I can put them in like three places if I need
yes.
to.
Yes.
And then Google also makes it easy for me to go back and find people that I haven't categorized and put them in categories.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like all that. But the newsfeed thing hasn't excited me. I don't know if it's they just do most recent or if they do some sort of algorithm. I know Facebook's newsfeed timeline, the newsfeed algorithm that they use for whatever they use for the front page. That's just not working right.
No.
Just because I liked somebody's, you know, it's like if I like your stuff enough, your stuff will just start showing
exactly.
up in the news feed,
right.
which is cool.
except when I don't like the new thing and it keeps popping up because mm-hmm. people commented on it.
And something else I notice is, like, if you don't talk to a person for, like, a year and you like one thing on their page, now all of a sudden, like, it puts them at a higher priority than somebody else that you might actually want to see. And that's when the whole stalking thing kind of started, because I would notice that, you know, here's this friend that I never see their shit on my newsfeed or timeline or whatever. You know, so I would see one thing and then say, oh, look at all this other shit they have. Well, that's actually really entertaining. Why can't I see this shit on my fucking timeline instead of seeing the same fucking thing 20 times?
I think I'm starting to get over Facebook, and Facebook is the only thing that I do social media wise, but it's getting to a point now where it's not fun anymore when you have people that come back to you, whether it's on the phone or through Facebook or however they're talking to you, and they're like, well, you didn't like my post. Why didn't you like my post? And I'm like, fucking seriously, like that should not,
needy bitch.
Yeah, that shouldn't signify like where I am in this relationship with you if I didn't like a fucking post.
If you're in a relationship with somebody who says you didn't like my post and they were really, really serious, like
can't we just have a conversation? Like, you can just tell me that you like the post. We're having a conversation.
I do know somebody who broke up with a girl because she told him, why don't you like my Facebook statuses? And why don't you comment on them more often?
Oh, shit.
Well, he probably didn't like her really that much in the first place.
I think he did like her a lot. They didn't date for very long, maybe like 2-3 months. But
she was a needy bitch.
But then she was complaining about him not liking her stuff. And he worked two jobs at the time and was in danger from being fired from one of them. And like he had told her, like, look, I'm not going to be able to text you during the day as much because I have to, you know, make sure I'm focusing at work. And she also took that as him saying he didn't want to talk to her during the day
you know what? I've heard this before and there is. Okay. I totally agree with that whole idea that this girl is being like super needy, because I've had a friend who's like, he's in a high position and he had like this girl, like he goes to work for 8 hours and she sends him a message at noon or at 1:30 and she's like, what are you doing? And he's 6 hours away. He only comes home for the weekend. So it's not like when she sends him a message at lunch that he might actually be at lunch or that she can come have lunch with him. Right. And then if he doesn't message her back right away, she gets really needy about it. And so he had to break up with her because it got to be too much. Then again, let's not deny that a lot of jerks use this as an excuse. They're like, oh, I was just busy, when they're just trying to string you along.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. But no, this was definitely not that at all. No, he would get back to her when he was off work and say, yeah, you know, sorry, you know, I'm at work. But like, she was sending him these texts like, you know, you could at least like my Facebook statuses since you can't call me during the day. And so
how he's like, irritating.
I can't like your Facebook statuses because
that's a little bit clingy.
Living vicariously through Facebook and that signifying the status of your relationship, whether you click a like button, just drives me insane. Just drives me insane.
I do kind of wonder why you don't like me that much, Jen.
I was talking about you, Deb. I'm not going to like every fucking thing you post.
She's going to go through now and like stalk every single one of your posts for the past 5 years.
I know. She's going to start commenting and liking on shit so that other people are like, oh, this is great and wonderful. You fucking cunt.
And then for the next year, like, you're
timeline. I haven't done it yet. Come on, guys.
No, we can see the future. We know how this is going to play out. We know it.
I'm sorry. This is just too much fun.
You already bombarded my fucking phone with clams last time we were together. I don't need Facebook now.
I did that to James too, by the way. He was like, I was like, you have to see all these clams, man. He's like, you're about to send them all to me, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, sir, I am.
It's nice when couples can share porn together.
And then the oddball lesbian that gets the clams.
Tell me those things are not like the funniest things ever. They're gross and funny.
Some of them looked horribly like vaginas.
Some of them are just weird. Like the one who's just like shoving the pearl into his face.
He's eating his own pearls.
Well, I mean, shit, if we could all eat our own pearls, what the fuck would we need with anybody else? So go clam.
I think this brings it back around to twerking. Well, you know what? Let's wrap the show up because we've been talking for like forever. We've been like bottling all this shit up.
Forever, ever.
I haven't told one story. That's like, put this shit down on a calendar.
Well, bring it to the next show.
All right.
Bring it to the next show.
All right, I'm bringing it.
My friend says he's on the blue team and he's only doing it to throw motherfuckers off.
tell him.
Oh, he must be like that other guy trying to throw motherfuckers off down there.
Oh God.
Right, Jenny?
Yeah, I'm not even going to talk about that because I'm trying to get on his good side.
Yeah, let's not get into Ingress, but let's go ahead and let folks know that they may see an Ingress podcast coming soon.
Yeah, so we can like keep all the shit on the other show. No more Ingress on this show. Maybe.
No Ingress, no Tom Hiddleston.
Maybe.
It's a rule. It's official.
That's like no Ingress, no Tom Hiddleston, no Doctor Who. I can't do that, guys. We got to talk about it every now and then.
Well, I have a Doctor Who podcast, so I
yeah, but we have to be able to at least mention it every now and then. I mean, yes. We don't have to have a 15-minute segment on it.
Right.
To pretend like we don't listen to or do it. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Well, yeah, okay, you have a point. And I can talk about how sexy I think the new Doctor is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We can talk about that on the next
I'm
show.
Digging him.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Poor Clara.
Sexy eyebrows. Okay. Fuck Clara. Okay, let's save this for the next show because, yeah, I got stuff to say, man. All right. So follow us
Goodbye,
on Facebook
folks.
And Twitter. And yeah, and the shows probably are going to be like a little bit wonky for the next couple of weeks. Like, I don't know what my schedule is going to be like. So just make sure that you're subscribed so that you get them when they fucking come out.
Subscribed sounds so official.
Yeah.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Sexy.
Subscribe.
Will Maldi broadcast be on Ello soon?
No. No, I have been tempted just to sign up just to reserve that name.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck Ello. Waste my time. Nobody got time for that. Anyway. So yeah, give us a call and tell us what you think about Ello and our show and go fuck yourself. See you next
Tuesday.
And what
you think about freckles too.
And freckles. All right. Bye.
Peace out.
Oh, she's still here. She's still listening. And